Blog Talk Radio.
Virus Brothers setting the mood ever so nicely. That was from their very first album, I'm in Love, and I'm in love with this competition. Good evening, everybody. Welcome as we continue the Big Bag Tournament here on Sultry Radio and the Raw, the Green Leopard Cove and our colleagues at Blog Talk Radio, giving us a helping hand. The Big Bag Tournament, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com. And the Assassins, the Black Athletes Sports Network. Get all the good shit. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. Right now at www.basnnewsroomallonephrase.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network. We've been doing it well over the last few weeks. We get that love and that recognition when we have the opportunity to do so. We're just doing what we can do. Keep things soulful. As we carry on with business as usual. Now, having said that, when we started with this, we knew something nice was going to happen. The whole concept of it and the fact that the NCAA had screwed up with the men's basketball tournament gave us an opportunity to get a little creative, and we did. We used groups to make our point, and because of it, we were able to bring this to such a level that even myself and my colleague, DJ Gray, did not expect. And shout out to Brother G for dropping another nice set tonight. Michael Henderson, who worked his way through this competition, and you guys voted for him, so beautiful taste on the half of the people voicing their choice. And, of course, Ronnie Isley, Mr. Biggs. What can you say? That brother gets in the six, he's all over. But having said that, we are now at the point where we're in the quarterfinals. After this, there's only one more wave of shows, and then we have our final four. But to set things off tonight, we got to go in a whole different direction, because it's one thing when you have great musicians and singers. You're expecting singers because, you know, this is a begging competition and you're supposed to be. But what happens when you have somebody who played for a long time and never bothered to sing until later on? And that's literally what happened with Mr. George Benson. George was amazing, a great guitar player, and in the days of when New York had sensible radio, as in the radio station WRVR, Benson was on there live, all the way live. He came up on March 22nd, 1943, and even as a teenager, he was doing it playing with Brother Jack McDuff and others, went solo, and everybody agreed that he was an awesome player. He just decided one day he was going to sing, and he did it. He was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the Hill District, and among other things, everything he has done. He was elevated to a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His album, Breezin', went triple platinum. That's truly rare for an American jazz album. But everybody and their mama was playing it. I know that song was on the radio everywhere. Now, he's going to go up against Isaac Hayes, and you already know Ike and his ability to arrange. So I'm not going to say anything else. Let these brothers have at it. Just make sure you guys vote. Send it to Facebook pages for Social Radio and Raw or The Gray Lipper Cove. Email G at glcgray@gmail.com and email us at SultryInTheRaw, all one phrase, SultryInTheRaw, at outlook.ca.
the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place. So I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away. What's happening to me? I found the way, the love of all inside of me. The greatest love of all is He. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live and I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my.
looking for words to say. Searching but not finding, understanding anywhere. Lost in a masquerade. Both afraid to say we're just too far away from being close together from the start. We try to talk it over, but the words got in. Inside this lonely game we play, hearts of weeping disappear every time I see your eyes. No matter how hard I try. Understand the reasons that we carry on this way. Lost in a masquerade.
This lonely game we play.
your face. No matter how hard I've tried to understand the reasons why we carry on this way, we're lost in a masquerade. Oh, in a masquerade.
My side, 'cause we're the two. Can throw out all the you have. Thank you. the spell. 'Cause you're the star of the story I'll always tell. 'Cause you're the star of a story I love so well.
Each other about 10 months. Yeah, I think it's, yeah. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh, congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know. He should be real proud. Someone like you. Oh yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is, well, there's something that's been bugging me for about 5 months. And I've been carrying it around with me. It's getting heavier and heavier every day. And you know, it's almost to the boiling point. I have to get it off my chest. I'm not trying to be fresh or anything, because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not being, you know, not going to let feel on you. But dear, you see, I'm going to take you back to my childhood anyway. See, we had quite a big family. We went, you know, very rich. Sometimes we lived from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday. You know, Mama took us to church. And I was in the choir, too. Yeah, I sang a little bit then. Sunday school. She taught us the golden rule, 10 commandments. And she said, son, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. She said, don't steal. Don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did a few little things like shoot hook. I guess every kid is shoot hooky, you know, once. And she said, stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work with what I got, you know, try to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But, you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime, according to the court of love, if there is such a court. But you know, sometimes you're forced into things like this. See, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way, you know, and you can fall. And the more you, something's like being in quicksand too, the more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I don't want to take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, there's a lot of talk going around town, and I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong, because I don't want nobody to bother the thing that belongs to me. But, you see, I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind, but you see, I find myself thinking about you. I just can't help it. And right now, I stand accused of loving you too much, and I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty. Loving you, oh yeah. Victim of circumstance, and just one touch of your hand. I don't know how it happened, but just look at me. I find myself trembling on the witness stand, and I'm shouting out, oh, all over the land, everybody's guilty. I'm guilty of loving you. I'm guilty of loving you, yeah. I said I'm guilty. But what can I do? I wanna hold you. I wanna squeeze you tight. But with myself, she belongs to another, and that ain't right. I deny the fall in love with you. Just can't help myself, and now I'm strung out. Don't know what to do, no, no, no. I'm guilty of loving you. Oh yeah. I love you. I can't help it. I just can't help it. Love.
guilty, baby. Oh, I'm guilty. And knowing you belong to another, I can't help but love you. Oh, yes, I do. Stand with you, love you.
Step up to the court of love, and you got to testify. You know your ass is gonna plead guilty. Killing them girls in the first degree. It's time. I apologize for not introducing Ike, because this is why DJs are supposed to do certain things in terms of certain time frames and all that shit. So I didn't get back in the bathroom in time. Ike started his shit. But, you know, we ain't mad at him. Matter of fact, we enjoyed this very much. And my man, DJ Gray, is in the house. What's up, G?
Smoking tonight, but yeah, you were doing.
Well, you know, before we really get into Ike, people should know, George Benson did the original version of The Greatest Love of All. That was from the Muhammad Ali biopic. And the instrumental song White Rabbit, or as Elma would say, White Rabbit, was very popular. It was one of the standard plays on WRVR 106.7 in New York, a real jazz station that we had that gave you the full menu and wasn't just some NPR visitation and stuff like that. It was an awesome station. They should have allowed it to live. It was making money, too, and they killed it because it wasn't making enough money. I mean, now how messed up can you get? But I digress.
Yeah. It's not familiar.
Well, George is an amazing artist, and it's because of his ability to play and sing. He is the double threat, and that's why we stayed in for last among the wild cards. And I think he served everybody quite well with that great set. And no, we did not play on Broadway. I thought there were other stronger sets in the next day and stuff. But, you know, don't know if y'all like George on Broadway. Vote for his ass. Yes. Show some love. You like George? Vote for him on our Sultry page, on our Relevant Cove page. Send it to G at glcgray@gmail.com. Send it to us. Sultry in the Raw, all one phrase, at outlook.com. So, G, you finished Henderson and Ronnie Isley. Were you pleased, and was there anything that you're surprised about in that mix?
Well, you know, I'm very interested in Henderson's older stuff back in the 80s, early 90s. Very interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really enjoy the older stuff.
Mhm. And of course, we don't realize just how great an arsenal Ronnie Isley has as a solo performer until you get to hear him over an extended set like this. Some good shit.
Well, Ronnie, he has a multitude of songs. You know,
yeah.
we can do a 4-hour set of Ronnie Isley alone.
Oh, I believe that. Oh, yeah. You know, but longevity is granted to those who are there to put the work in, and Mr. Biggs definitely put in work. And speaking of, now that this match is up, what's on tap next?
Well, tomorrow night, we got Mr. Art and Mr. Bedros. That's gonna be a smoking.
That's gonna be sweet. Mr. Hart has the amazing Tom Bell backing him, but Luther is a master singer. So it is gonna be one of those, just sit down. If baby is home, tell her, bring your ass on in here. So I got a loaf of bread and a jug of water, and I need some vows. So get in here right now. Yes.
Yes, sir.
And kick back and enjoy some beautiful music. Yes, indeedy. Sunday for us, it is Mr. Curtis Mayfield against Mr. James Brown. You know, wicked 2+ hours of music. And tonight, Ike's set will go beyond past the hour, so just know that. If you're not in the chat room, don't worry. We're still playing. When these files are reprocessed, you can come back and listen to the show in its entirety. You want to vote for Black Moses? Put your John Henry or Jane Henry down and vote for our brother. So we're almost finished with this, G. It seemed like so long ago. Were there any surprises?
Well, it seemed like we started doing this and it's almost over.
I know. I feel like the Carol Burnett thing. Seems you know it started, and then before you know it, comes the time. So long. But no, it has been awesome. This sets us up for the summer programming. G, tell them about what we got planned in the summer. You're
okay.
Able to
what
save
we,
the show.
What we're planning on doing is doing a disabled version. All the singers. Version of the goddess we had last 3 goddess.
Mm-hmm.
I know not many as the others, but we would still be doing it the same format. Try to do the same format.
Yep. I think it's going to be great. We'll also take some time and give you a girl groups weekend. All the girl groups will go at it. Hammer and Tom in front of the microphone, see which one emerges with their Bobby Soxers intact.
Yeah.
So aside from that, just more great music once we finally get to the final four, the last 4 standing men and the last 4 standing women will go one-on-one. And that will set the table for the Able Disabled Manifest Spectacular. And then we will see what else the rest of the summer brings us. But for now, it's time for us to get back to Ike because, you know, he's in beg mode. I don't want to get him restarted or anything like that. Any last words, G? Any last words?
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern, there we go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. There you go. Tomorrow is editorial. So 2 o'clock stir fry in effect, followed by the Great Leopard Code at 4 p.m. But for now, grab your libation, and if you do have the vow to go with the loaf of bread and the jug of wine, we got your cup. I get in effect.
I'll Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, all day long to be so very close to you. Oh, why do stars fall from the sky every time you walk by? Oh, just like me, you belong to me.
I'm not by.
Thank you.
walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears. So just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time you sleep, just for him to say, I think about how tight you sleep. I break down in time. Oh baby, walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. So if I please walk on by, walk on by, foolish pride, that's all that I have left. So let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me. I didn't ask you for it, but you gave me. When you said goodbye, oh mama, walk on by. Make believe you never see the tears that cry. So do me a favor and walk on by. Please, oh, walk on by.
Was it this time? Oh, they heard it. You were with me again, huh? And why don't they leave us alone? Well, so they cut off your allowance too, huh? I can't tell you to stop crying because I know you're hurt. I know it's hard for them to understand that two people like us can love each other. They seem to forget once upon a time they were young and they had to fall in love too. Come on, stop crying now. There's something else I got to tell you, and I got my greetings the other day. Well, I got my papers from Uncle Sam, and I went down, you know, and I got to go about another 2 weeks. But like, wherever I go, always remember that I love you, and there'll be no one else but you. And I'll be back. Like right now seems like the whole world is against us. So let's try to steady, you know, keep your grades, you know, together. And like, come on, man, don't cry. But, you know, people like us always seem to have it hard. Good enough for you, or if they don't understand. But we're not the only ones going through changes like this. People all over the world being denied and discriminated, you know. It's always messed up situations, socially, racially, and, you know. But whenever things get extremely bad, always remember that I love you and I will be back. And please, for all people like us that go through changes like this, these words in this song is for you, and it's like this. Everything. share the joy. It's the joy of falling in love today.
Joy I've never known. I know you've as long as the fire is hot. Girl, you have all the love I've got. Come live with me. And just as long as the world is around, I swear I'll never let you down. Please live with me, girl. Very hard to be the man that you want me to be. I'll do anything to satisfy. I don't want to make you cry. True love and security are two things a woman needs. And these things I promise to give, just as long as I shall live. Love is here, and I know it's here to stay. So please, my dear, believe me when I say, just as long as fire is hot, girl, you have all the love I've got. Come live with me. The world is round, I swear I'll never let you down. Please live with me, girl. Just as long as fire is hot, girl, you have all the love I've got. Come live with me. Just as long as the world is round, I swear I'll never let you down. Come live with me, yeah, yeah. And just as long as the fire is hot, you know you have all the love I've got. Come live with me, girl. Just as long as the world is round, I swear I'll never let you down. Please live with me. And just as long as fire is hot, girl, you have all the love I've got. Come live with me.
Whirling around, oh, don't drop.
You know when they say love makes the world go round. That's the truth. Love can make you or break you. It can make you laugh, it can make you cry. It can make you happy, it can make you sad. Or if you hung out real bad. In the case of jealousy, love can make you mad. Everybody's got his own thing. Everybody's got his way of doing a thing. Now we shall attempt to do a tune that is very popular. It was written by one of the great young songwriters of today. Now, I don't know what he was thinking about or what inspired him to write this tune. But it's a deep tune. It's a deep meaning to this tune. Because it shows you what the power of love can do. And I shall attempt to do it my way. My own interpretation of it. Like I say, everybody got his own thing. I'm going to bring it on down to Soulsville. I want you to bear along with me for a few minutes while I set it up. Now I want your imagination. I want you to travel with me. Oh, come on, come on, come on. This young man was raised in the hills of Tennessee. When he reached the age of maturity, he moved to the West Coast. And he fell in love when he got out there with this young girl. Oh man, she was out of sight. She was bad. And they started dating. And then the inevitable came engaged and they were married. They were happily married. It's like they lived in LA. Oh, the power of love was upon her. But you see, girls, I don't mean to come down on you. But this man loved this woman so. You know they said love is blind. He could see no wrong, no, no, no. He worked every day. And sometimes he pulled overtime, double time, triple time. He bought anything that this woman's heart desired, anything that he could rake and scrape. He spent his last dime on the woman because he loved her. You know, girls, you can take love and kindness sometimes for weakness. And she took it for granted. She said, I got a fool, and I know I got a fool. I got a good thing. Yeah, she was standing around on the corner. You understand, meet with her friends. She would go to the beauty salon, get her hair fixed. She'd go shopping. And she would brag about her good thing that she's got. Yeah. She tipped out on him. She ain't nobody gonna believe what you tell him, no way. Fool. Oh yeah, girls, you do like that sometimes. But one day, old boy got sick. And he had to come home. I don't have to tell you what he found. Oh, it hurt him so bad. He said, baby, mama, why? That's all he could say. That's all he could say. He was hurt. But she said, oh, gone, fool, you doing it. But the man wasn't doing it, but that's the only excuse she could give him. He said, Mama, I can't take it. I got to leave you. I'm going to leave you. He packed his little rag, you understand? And he started out the door. And when he reached the driveway, you understand, he went in that bag just like my man, Tyrone Davis. And he said, oh, Mama, 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 can I change all my mind? You see, the power of love was upon him. And he came back. Oh, yes, he did. Well, she tried to straighten up. She said she was going to straighten up. She got a little job to help him out with the bills. That was just a sham. Because he found it again and again. And seven times he left this woman. And seven times he came back. Oh, but you know, the heart can take so much. That's right. You can kick a dog around for so long and he'll get tired. He'll turn. And he's taken all that he could stand. And the eighth time that this went down, he said, Mom, I got to go. With tears in his eyes, he said, I'm going to leave you, baby. He said, I ain't coming back. He said, I'm leaving my heart right here. But I got to go. You see, because this man can't take no more. She didn't believe it. He packed his clothes. He got in his 1965 Ford. He started out. Three times he started to turn back before he reached the outskirts of the city. But he kept on going. And he was going down the highway. I guess it was around 3:30 in the morning. He could hardly see the road, the tears in his eyes. That's right. He was crying. They were meeting on the street. He could barely see the sign that read on the side of the road. The next town, 125 miles away. And these very words came into his mind. He said, by the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Oh, and she'll find I left hanging on the door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Yes, she will. Why? 'Cause I've left that girl so many times. Oh, by the time I make another cookie, she'll be working and she'll probably stop at lunch just to give her sweet good thing a call. Oh, she'll hear the phone keep right on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, oh, and ringing off the wall. Mama, 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 that's all. And by the time
straight to Oklahoma. She'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly in her restless sleep. Call my name out low. Oh, does she cry? Just to think I would really leave her. But time after time after time after time and time again, I tried to tell her so, but she was a non-believer. I would really go. Oh no, I hate to leave you, baby. Yes, I do. I really, really, really hate to go. Oh yeah, but this heart of mine just can't take no more. Should have known what you were doing to the man. Yeah. You see, when I left, baby, I left a piece of my heart. Oh yeah. You know, you know, you know, you know you took, baby. You know you. You took the greatest part, yeah, yeah. I don't know how I'm gonna make it, oh no. But I got to go on. I'm gonna miss all the sweet love and the good times. For the good times. Word is heaven, no, no, the bad times, oh yeah. You really, really put the hurt on me, yes you did. I'm a prisoner of your love, and I just won't ever be free, no, no, no.
Goodbye-bye. drops of water under my chin. You can look at me and tell all the bag I'm in.
See you later today for our editorial block, 2 p.m. Eastern, the Stir Fry, 4 p.m. Gary Norris Gray and the Gray Lipper Cove, 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific time. We'll also give you an update from Pimlico as the 147th Preakness will be running. Fingers crossed, but with your head not over it, for all of us here at the tree, go safe, stay safe, be safe, wash your hands. Wash your ass. Wear a mask. Still, please. And watch your back. Good night.